watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm at Surfaces 2014. I'm here with James Leslie in the Engineered Floors Dreamweaver space. James, how you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for coming, Kemp. Glad to have you here.
Well, good to be here. This place is crowded. You got a nice big space here on the second floor. You know, it's an amazing, most everybody knows, you know, engineered floor, Robert Shaw's, Mr. Shaw's plant that I guess is what, about three, he started this business three, 4 years ago?
3.5 years ago,
all right. Correct.
And it's gone from zero to one of the top five carpet mills in the U.S., right?
That's correct. Our growth, and for me personally, I've been here a little over 2 years, and we have tripled our workforce in a little over 2 years, which is really outstanding.
Yeah. So you had three, well, you have two plants that are up and running. You've got a third plant. I've been watching the video over here. Some people are telling me it's the largest, it's going to be, when it's finished, the largest carpet mill under one roof in the U.S.
We believe that. The first phase is, and it's going to be built in four phases, and it's all part of a public MOU because we work with the state of Georgia to assist us in this. But the first phase of this plant is going to be about 700,000 square feet. So when it's done, it should be a little over 2.5 million square feet under one roof. We're not aware of another carpet mill under one site that'll have that size or that capacity.
So, I mean, your company has invested, the announcement was this third phase is $450 million, right?
That's correct. When we're through with that, all the phases of expansion, we will have invested over $450 million. Yeah. So it's a large investment.
It is amazing. And everything you make is dry processed or solution dyed polyester, right?
That's correct. The color is inside the fiber as we make it. That's the one thing that really differentiates us from the rest of the industry. We're the only mill that does that on everything we do.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing this year and some of the things that, you know, as far as where you're moving your styling.
The biggest trend, of course, and you probably have heard it other places, soft is continuing to grow. We have really tried to move soft in what I'll call affordable price points. So soft has been, a lot of retailers will say it's 25-30% of my floor. We think soft can become 50% or more of the floor, and we've given them vehicles to allow them to do that. And by the reaction we've had, I think we'll be successful in that.
Okay, so one of the things that I'm noticing here, especially this massive amount of carpet on the floor, is that it's a tonal. So talk a little bit about that, if you
yeah,
would.
Yeah, that's another trend. Thank you. I mean, another trend for us is this tonal solids, or mixing multiple yarn colors together into one carpet. That trend gives a carpet that's much more forgiving, and our percentage of tonal solid sales goes up every month. This is the first market, other than commodity, we have not introduced a solid color carpet in a mid to upscale price point, and that's really, and the reason we're doing that is it's what consumers are asking for.
Now, James, I got to mention that you know, you do advertise with Floor Focus, and I've been noticing a change in your ads. Last year, you had this beautiful woman; she's wearing a sweater, and it was cashmere was the product. And now you're showing acres and acres and acres of equipment. How come the change in message?
Well, two things. I mean, the story of our growth and our success is really the story of the company. So to some extent, a lot of people like to know what we're doing. We get asked all the time, how are your plants coming? So we're starting to put that out there. Plus, we have built more capacity and put more capacity in place to make sure that even though we're growing fast, we're going to have enough carpet for everybody that wants to come and buy carpet from us in the coming year. We're not going to have any supply issues. And one way to do that is to just let people know we've already built it. It's kind of like the Field of Dreams. We've built it, and now they can come.
Yeah. Now let's look at, when we talk about the residential sectors of the business, because right now everything you're selling is primarily going into residential business, right?
We are primarily residential, almost 99% residential.
Okay. And you know, there's different areas, there's builder, there's multifamily, there's residential replacement. You cover the gambit on that?
We're in all three of those segments, and we see growth in all three of those segments. So, and I think multifamily is going to continue to grow. If you look at home ownership percentages, they're down. Apartment vacancies nationwide are now less than 5%, so I see another strong year for multifamily, as well as single family, but I think multi may be a little stronger.
Okay. Now, are you feeling good about where things are headed in 14?
All the trends say that we should have a pretty good year going forward. I mean, I don't look for 14 to be a phenomenal year. It's not some, oh, it's a dream year, but I think another 4-6% growth is certainly possible, and it looks like all the trends say that's what we're going to have.
Now, are you going to grow with the market, or are you going to take share?
We plan to grow probably a little better than market.
Okay. All right, James. Well, great to be with you. Again, talking to James Leslie, who's the assistant to the chairman at Engineered Floors and Dreamweavers, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.